John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
All right, all right, all right. It's AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 42, part 2.
42, part 2, John, because we have three parts.
Right, and if you were listening before, we were talking to Erica and Professor Tom
via Skype.
Via Skype. Actually, let me turn down the tunes here, and we can get Erica back on the line.
Erica, you're back online.
No, she's not on the line.
What say you?
What say you, Erica?
Hi.
Are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
All right.
All righty.
Let's get it. Where's the conference here? How do we do the goddamn conference thing?
Figure it out, man. Figure it out. You're a techno geek.
Third button from the...
I know. Goddamn it.
Third button from the... Right.
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 The left?
The left.
Yeah, it's not opening up for some reason. I'm very scared.
Well, how did you get the two of us online before?
Ah, here we go.
I think Professor Tom called us.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
You called him?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
sweet.
Daisy's
sweet.
On. Should I add Daisy, too?
Yeah, give her a call.
All right, let's put them all in there, see what happens. No, there's no ring. Hello?
Hello.
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 Daisy?
Hello?
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 Daisy's ringing.
Hello.
Daisy?
This is Tom.
Do we
PT,
have,
Professor Tom's back on.
Professor
yeah, I don't
Tom?
See Daisy on here, though. Oh, there's Daisy. Hi, Daisy.
Daisy,
how are you?
Hello?
She said in her forum she was having mic problems.
She dropped out.
Oh, wait. She dropped out.
All right, then. got a little nerves. But that's
she
all right.
She said in the forum she was having mic problems or something.
Oh, we'll have to help her out with that. A little technical difficulties.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll have to check that out.
Wait. Daisy's... wait. She's in my... Hang on. She's doing something. She just popped up in my friends list.
Ah.
Technical nice. Difficulties.
All right. We have
does
limited...
Does she know that you can chat with this?
I don't know.
Send her a message. Then she'll know.
I will.
You want to hear something?
Sure.
Check this out. You hear that?
That was not very nice.
That's awesome. What is that? Just stick the mic up your sphincter.
No, that's the power supply. I have to get a filter for the mic input. So we have very limited power right now
okay.
With the Skype on.
We're on limited
okay.
power.
AKC,
I got a message
total
here
talk.
From Daisy.
Ah.
A Daisy update. We get some music for this.
What does Daisy say?
This just in. Daisy's having mic problems, and it's pissing her off.
Ah, okay.
There we go.
Very nice.
That's all. That concludes your Daisy report.
I could chat with her, too. Let's see. I'll say, hi, Daisy.
All right, well, they're chatting. Go ahead, John. Play the dating game theme.
I don't have it. I told
you. You just played it before we went on.
Yeah, that was direct from the online source.
Oh, but so you can't play it?
I don't have it downloaded.
Because you couldn't download
no.
it. All right, yeah. I need some sort of theme music, John.
I can't,
some,
dude.
Nothing?
Not while we're Skyping.
You can't do it while we're
it's
Skyping?
It's all on the same thing.
All right, here's what I want
Hang
you to
on,
do.
I got you covered. Hang
Damn
on one
it.
Second. Let's see, Skype music?
Yeah.
All right, hold your horses.
Hold on. Either that or we can have Erica
Professor
go.
Professor Tom is doing our sound. Oh.
Erica's not going to do
Daisy
that.
Daisy says no. hi.
All right, so our new forum members, Miss Catty Cat, who has not
you know,
left any posts.
Do you know where she's from?
I do not. Where?
No, I'm just asking.
I don't know. Do you know?
No, I don't.
Hang
know.
Fire, another new member. The Lizard King, a new member. You know, I know
That's
where
from
he's
the
from.
Nobodies.
That's he.
Yeah.
He is from the Nobodies, which is a husband and wife duo team that podcast under the Nobodies. Have you heard them yet, John?
No.
His wife's pretty cool. She like makes fart jokes and burps and stuff like that. You know,
yeah,
she's like a. She was like a guy's guy. A woman's guy. What do you say? What? How do you say that? Like a tomboy.
Guy's guy.
Like a tomboy. Like if you had breasts and a vagina, how our relationship would be. Then we got this new member, Ass Plunger 69. New forum member.
Nice.
And I went on to MySpace, and his name is Evan John. He's 21 years old. He's from Austin, Texas. He's single, and he's using MySpace for networking, dating, serious relationships, and friends. His orientation is straight. His hometown is Denton. And he's white, John. He's Caucasian. His zodiac sign is Pisces, and he smokes and drinks.
Nice.
But now,
but
so
I don't.
Ass Plunger goes out to the forum, and he posts. He gets out there, he posts, right? His first post is top 10 doables. Number 10, Denise Richards. Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
Number 10, Denise Richards, and she's hot. Number 9, Heather Graham. Okay, that's good. Number 8, Angelina Jolie. Yeah, I don't understand that one. Number 7, Tara Reid. Number 6, Shannon Elizabeth. 5, Scarlett Johansson. 4, Katie Holmes. 3, Charlize Theron. 2, Selma Blair. Who's that, Selma Blair? Hello. Anybody else?
Selma.
Who is that?
I'm thinking.
Selma Blair. S-E-L-M-A-B-L-A-I-R. Selma Blair. Anybody?
Oh, wait. She's hot.
Where's she
Google,
from?
Baby.
Where would I see her? Selma Blair.
You gotta get. Do I gotta give you a laptop to use, man?
I'll look it up for you.
Chlorine, Night of the White Pants, Purple Violets, The Alibi, The Big Empty. That was a good movie.
The Big Empty. Was she in
The Fog, The Deal, Petty Persuasions, and Good Company, Dirty Shame, Coast to Coast, Hellboy. There you go. Hellboy.
Hellboy.
Oh, keep
right.
Going. Keep going down the
psychic.
Line.
Yeah.
DeMarco Affair.
Was she
Dallas,
in Legally
now,
Blonde?
Back in 2003.
She's got kind of like little dark bags under
thing.
Eyes.
Yes, she was in Legally Blonde.
Okay, yeah.
She
all
played
right.
Vivian Kensington.
Right, the preppy hooer. Okay, and then
she was also
number
in
one.
Cruel Intentions.
Jamie Presley. Now, okay, so thank you, Ass Plunger 69, for joining our forum. And thank you for the post, but he just got his ass ripped out after posting his top 10 doables. He got his ass plunged.
His ass plunged.
Bad girl, our own as Daisy, was the first one to respond, and she said, Katie Holmes, like with a question mark. What the F is going on there, Katie Holmes? And I have a question about that, too. Katie Holmes, come on. Then the Lizard
some
King, he's from the Nobodies, said, Tara Reid. Well, at least she'd be an easy drunk chick. Then Lori chimes in. Lori and Airwolf keeping the forums alive. Lori says, might as well get a blow-up doll and spill some beer on it. Might be cheaper to go out with than Tara.
Right.
Then Bad Girl comes in again and she says, ha 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 ha, that's so true. And then somebody, I think Errol finally stuck up for Ass Plunger, saying, hey, don't let everybody get you down. Keep posting. It's all right. It's all right. But Ass Plunger, Evan, getting his ass plunged for his first post.
Oh, yes.
And I have to agree. You know, it's your top 10. It's not my top 10. It's your top 10. If you want to pork Angelina Jolie, that's okay. Tara Reid, all right. I don't care. But Selma Blair, number 2, that's the one I have a problem with.
Have you seen Low Down Dirty Shame, the John Waters movie?
I have not.
She plays the lady with the incredibly large breasts, Ursula Utters.
Selma Blair?
Yeah, Selma Blair.
Huh.
Same girl from Hellboy. She was so hot in Hellboy. Oh, my Lord.
You know who is hot in Okay, hold. Wait a minute. Wait
the
a minute.
Pyro. The chick who sets things on fire, his love interest.
Oh, right. You know who I'm thinking of is the chick who was in Spy Kids.
I don't know who that is.
She was the one with the who got her hands
Selma
cut off.
Selma Hayek?
No. She was in Sin City, but she got her hands cut off, and she had like a topless scene with somebody.
The black chick?
Oh, this girl's done some good movies.
No,
I'm
she wasn't a black chick.
I'm looking at her from, have you ever seen the movie Storytelling?
Mm-mm.
It's
not me.
It's a really good indie piece.
That was me,
where,
Scott.
If you've ever seen the movie, the scene where the white girl has sex with the black guy. You'll remember the scene if you've ever seen the movie. That's her.
Behind the green door. No.
No, storytelling.
Oh.
That's the name of the movie.
How about when the white guy has sex with the black girl? What movie is that?
That wasn't in storytelling. Oh. That's White Men
that's,
Can't Jump.
That's Scott.
That's a Scott movie.
That's a Scott movie. No, that White Men Can't Jump was with a Hispanic chick, wasn't it?
Oh, that was, yeah.
Right.
What's
Perez,
her name?
Rosie Perez.
Perez, yeah. No, you're going to just fucking spend all the money. God damn you. I knew you were going to do it.
She's all good and everything.
Yeah. What the hell is her? Oh, yeah. What was her name? Perez? What was her first
Rosie
name?
Perez.
Rosie Perez.
Rosie Perez.
She's always on David Letterman.
Listen, John, you can hear
her. Yeah, I don't get
breathing.
Her. You know what
somebody's,
I mean?
Yeah, I could hear somebody's nose going.
It's wait, not here. Me. I don't even, not even by the mic.
I've got a headset on, so I don't, my nose doesn't reach that far.
Also, we have a new friend in MySpace, John. And
sorry.
I was just about to ask
now
you.
Now I can hear you.
What happened to King Heedley, 69? Has King Heedley been incarcerated? We haven't heard from King Heedley.
I've been talking to Daisy.
And then he shows up. He's one of our friends. He's under the acronym -1 is King Heedley. And he says on MySpace, he says, I don't watch too much TV, but my favorite shows include Viva La Bam, Jackass, Uranium, Metal Asylum, and America's Funniest Home Videos.
Those are all the same show.
His favorite stripper song is Closer by Nine Inch Nails.
Closer.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Closer. Yeah, and so check out King Heedley. He's alive and well for all you fans because we were getting some emails. Hey, whatever happened to King Heedley? We were getting some forum posts. What's up with King Heedley? King Heedley is alive and well, and he's not incarcerated, is what I have to report here tonight.
That's out of sight. I've been chatting with Daisy. Sorry.
No problem.
I said, hi, Daisy. She says, hi. She says, my mic is not working, and I don't think it ever will.
Did she say, ooh?
Pissing me off! I wrote, we are podcasting at the moment with Professor Tom and Erica. She writes,
ew!
Check, I wrote, check your control panel settings to make sure the mic is selected under recording. I did. I think it's something with the mic. I said, oh. I tried my friends and it worked, but he has it. I don't know what that means. And then she did an emoticon where she's crying and then she's mad.
Okay, just tell her to go to Radio Shack, buy a freaking headset with the mic already attached.
Can I finish
and
this,
plug it
please?
In?
Shut up.
You shut up.
Don't fret. I wrote, don't fret. So are you guys podcasting? I wrote, yes. She says, cool. Do you need to go? I said, not really. She says, okay. Do you want me to, I said, do you want to listen? She says, I can't. My sister is sleeping in the room next to me, and it will wake her up. She's 7. I said, okay. I wrote, you can listen to the whole thing tomorrow. But you guys are going to put it up tomorrow, right? I said, tomorrow night. Yay. I really need to get the mic worked out, blah, 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 blah.
You know, John, she could, in theory, just log into the conference and listen to it as though it's streaming.
Right, that's what I asked her to do. And
oh, yeah?
She says she must be listening through her speakers. No, but I told her she can get one of the ones that Professor Tom recommended for $9.95 at Radio Shack.
It's no, I think I paid a little more than that, but it was like $20 at the most.
Oh,
I think
no.
I paid like $13.
They have one literally for $10, and it comes with a Skype credit card for 30 minutes, 30 minutes worth of Skype talk time.
Awesome.
So, and all it is one earpiece and a microphone. It's almost like the ones you buy for your cell phone, but it's got two cables that, you know, split off as a Y cable. One's for mic, one's for the earpiece.
Well, that's awesome. I might go get one of those.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, it's real easy. Put it in your pocket instead of, you know, I bought a $40 one and ended up giving it to Scott.
That thing you gave me was $40?
Yeah.
You mean that?
I was so pissed because I couldn't use it. I thought, oh, cool, I could plug it into here, and then I'll do it, and we could do the Skype cast, and yeah, that doesn't work because it recognizes that input instead of your input. I mean, wait a minute, I'm getting confused.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
They mean the headset with the mic you gave me is $40?
Yeah.
That was $40?
It's a gift, baby. You can have
wow.
it.
Wow. Well, thanks, John.
Yeah.
I'll repay you. You know what
oh,
I mean?
Oh, I know.
No
oh.
doubt.
Oh, yes. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. All right, <There's... then.
laughs>
Hello.
Dead air.
Erica, you still there?
Edit that out.
I'm still here.
All right, Erica's still there.
What the hell was this, Erica?
I was blinded by this a friend's request on MySpace. You guys have a MySpace. Yes, you do. You're right here.
Yeah,
my top
we do.
Eight. I forgot about that. Awesome. I was making sure I'd added you. Just blindingly gorgeous Latino or possibly black girl just added us as a friend. So I was stymied. She's just an unbelievably good-looking girl. So I found myself deer in the headlights for a moment there. Sorry.
Fixated.
Yeah. Oh, man. Wow. Stunning girl. Valerie. What a name. Says oh, she yeah. likes my show. Ha-ha.
Valerie
awesome.
Loves me!
Yeah.
You know that song,
Sweet.
Don't you?
That was nice.
We used to play that tune, but what's nice? Can you see
good
what
singing.
I'm typing?
He just outed himself. He's typing dirty things to little girls.
No, I'm not. I just sent a thing here to Daisy.
No, did you see what I was typing?
Yeah, so what's up with that? Be careful. She's not the FBI. She has
what
a
happened?
7-year-old in her room.
Even if she was, it's freedom of speech.
Right.
Freedom of speech.
Freedom of expression.
yeah. Just imagine yourself,
just for that,
though.
Take this.
Just imagine, though.
That just was not nice.
If you were Daisy's dad and you found your daughter's MySpace page.
What? It's not that bad.
On the internet.
I might be a little upset, but I mean, it's not that bad.
Oh, you wouldn't kick your daughter's ass if her page was like that? I know I would.
I don't know.
Not if she
was
18.
Wait, Daisy's page, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. If that was your daughter.
At 17, I don't know. 17's right on that cusp. It depends on how mature of a 17, you know what I mean?
What, you think she's not having sex? Come on. I mean,
as a dad, yeah, I'd be
I was doing it
by,
at
but I don't know,
15.
It's right on the edge, you know?
Yeah. I was doing it at 15.
What was his name?
Well, here's my
Scott.
Nice.
You remember.
Timing.
I do.
Remember?
Here's what I'm saying, Erica.
You used to be like, a tight end in high school. Now you're a wide receiver, remember?
I remember. That's why I'm
at
a wide
17.
Receiver, because of your member.
Go ahead.
At 17, I think at that point, the cow's out of the barn, so to speak.
Right.
If she doesn't already know how to play with sexuality and responsibility, you're right. Like, I don't know. It's just that's when the baby bird's ready to fly on its own, or not, or you failed as a parent. Like, she either knows it or doesn't. You can't do a cram session in a year.
I'm going to stop you there, right. Professor Tom, because yeah. I don't think you can fail as a parent. You know why?
You broke up. Hang on. Say that again. You don't think you can what?
Fail as a parent. Well,
okay,
you can.
Why?
I mean, if you make the environment so drastically awful with molestation or physical abuse or just constant verbal abuse, yes, you can fail as a parent. But if you do everything right and the child still turns out wrong, you got to say, hey, it's genetics, which I did eventually pass on to my kid. But something got mutated there. You know what I'm saying?
So your right. kid's way worse or way better than you?
It would depend on... My kids are just growing up. But let's say my son ends up as a serial killer. You know, there's nothing that I did environmentally that would make him into a serial killer. I didn't give him this environment that was so brutally...
How do you know?
Well, I don't.
How do
I
you
don't.
Know?
I'm well. Here's what I base it on.
You hang around with Steve.
No, here's what I base it on. You watched the Cosby Show, right? When it was on air. that is an Andy Griffith. I'm like Andy Griffith, and my son is like Opie, right? And that's the relationship we have. So if something were, like, and Opie went on to be a great director, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Opie didn't. So Ron Howard did.
How do you know it wasn't Opie?
You do realize that Andy Griffith didn't actually raise
Ron
Howard.
How do you know that Opie didn't leave Mayberry and go to Hollywood and become Ron Howard?
You don't know that Opie didn't murder Floyd in his sleep and sneak off with Gomer to a love tryst.
Right, but we don't know that either. But what we do know is that Ron Howard is a very successful director, accomplished director in
yes.
Hollywood. So who's typing? That must be Professor Tom.
That's not me.
John.
Is it John?
No.
Who is it?
I asked Erica to show me
keyboard.
Her boobs.
Oh. It's not me. I'm trying to find, Daisy's Pro. Here it is. The problem is our MySpace page, man. They got to add a search feature to this damn thing.
There is
if
one.
You, for friends?
Oh, not through your friends list, no.
See, I got like, I mean, it's a good problem to have. I just added people like indiscriminately, so I have like 900 friends.
Holy shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, also, there's a huge community of like BDSM online already. So I kind of stumbled into them, and, you know, clubs and such. So I don't mind, except when I'm trying to find somebody to either delete them because they're just spamming me, you know? Or,
right.
Like right now, I was trying to find Daisy's page to see what you were talking about. It took me all this time. Like from when I was telling you, I don't think it's 17, blah, 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 till now. I just found Daisy's page.
You just found it.
So, oh. Man, they got to do something about that because if I were like Joe Rogan or, you know, some guy who's trying to actually find a friend in amongst his promotion and people trying to keep up with the show and such, it's a pain in the ass. Her page is not that bad. I mean,
no,
she's got...
That's what I'm struggling
17?
With.
You're stroking. That's
I'm
what
struggling
you're,
with,
that's
Professor
what
Tom.
That's what I'm stroking with.
Is because I add friends, and then once I find out they're just spammers, then I delete them, right? So
yeah.
I went and deleted them, and I don't know if it was me deleting them or if it was MySpace doing some reconfiguration. I lost a couple of real friends, like Spike.
Yeah, MySpace eats emails, too, by the way.
From Spike and Rachel. He just disappeared.
Right.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
We love Spike.
So I gotta...
Yeah, Spike, where the fuck is my serenity? Shit. You promised me. I'm gonna have to buy it myself now. Serenity. Whatever the fuck it's called.
I think Erica, the one I would get upset about, the only one is the one where her hair's wet, just out of the shower.
Doesn't she look like, Who the fuck does she look like?
Well, she looks totally different in the picture. Like,
yeah,
really
she looks
neat.
like a celebrity with a better chest. I was just telling you this before the Joe, John. The Joe. John!
Oh, sorry.
Neve Campbell. She looks like Neve
okay,
Campbell
yeah, I can see that.
With a better chest.
No,
nice.
It wasn't Neve Campbell.
Yeah, Neve Campbell. That's what I said.
No.
No.
Was
why
it?
Don't you pay attention?
Angle. She's got one here where she looks like Shirley
okay.
Manson.
Yeah.
Which is a right. good thing, because Shirley Manson's hot.
Are you sure it was Neve Campbell?
I'm sure it was Neve Campbell, is what I said.
Are you sure Neve Campbell doesn't have a nice chest?
I thought
she
it was...
has an odd chest, because her breastplate sticks out further than her boobs.
That Hewitt chick.
Oh, Hewitt. Jennifer Love. No,
yeah.
I said Neve.
Yeah,
I did not say
Jennifer
Love.
Yeah.
No doubt.
So okay. How are you guys liking MySpace? Is it driving you insane, or are you digging it?
Oh, man, it's hard to, you know, it's a lot of shit going on.
I like it.
I do, too, but it's just a lot
I'm
of shit going on.
I'm still working on our graphical design.
Did you see I added a player to my page? I got one of those pop-up players.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of cool. It just plays your feed, so it updates itself.
What do you mean?
Hook us up with that.
Yeah, no problem. It's a link. I'll send you the, you put in your feed, it prints it, you copy and paste the HTML.
Nice.
Easiest thing in the world. Yeah, it does it for you, and it's free, and it'll even, you can get a small one or a big one. You can have a blog this button to this thing, put their feed on your page, like whatever. It's a weird line to walk, though, because part of it is, you know, I set up a MySpace page kind of to promote, so it's like a business vehicle to a degree, but then there are also people that I've met through it that I really kind of think are cool or funny. Like, I've got a comedian in my friend's Sparky, and he's a really funny dude. He's a comedian, but he's also, like, a really nice guy.
Right.
So you get this weird crossover where, like, basically a business site becomes, like, your friends, and so they're all mixed together, you know? And I've also got fetish models in there who are just promoting their stuff, and I'm promoting
them. How many goddamn
them.
Friends do you have?
Like 700 and something.
700! How many do we have, John?
27.
Well, but I mean, there's not a talk radio underground already on MySpace. You know what I mean? I'll walk into a scene that's already there. You know?
Right. And here's the thing, though. John, we could have had at least 36 friends, but I deleted some.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, well, how many profile views? That's what really matters, is the people who are seeing, you know, seeing what you got to offer and all that. That's what's really going to matter.
Right.
Yeah.
F and A.
Okay, I'm having a hard time here. I got Erica sending me a goddamn chat, and Erica, you're on Skype.
If you're on Skype, why are you sending John chats? Erica.
I'm trying to get her to show me her boobs.
Hey,
Erica,
she said you started it.
Notes in class.
He started it with me. With
just knock it
thing.
Off.
I
Here's
told
what
him
you do.
Right there.
Right when you get the message, you read it on air. Hey, I just got a message from John. Here's what he said.
Now here's what Erica says.
No.
No.
John.
What?
Oh.
I said, no, damn it. I would All love right. to, but so I don't have the webcam yet.
Are you still chit-chatting with Daisy?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, it's not me. It's Daisy. We're done. I just told him I stepped away for a second. I had to say goodnight to the lovely daughter.
All right.
How old's your daughter?
15.
Oh, wow, you have a 15-year-old. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a frightening thing? Is it scary?
And since Eric, Daisy's only
Erica's,
17?
Erica's 16.
It's kind of scary, but she's really a great kid. She's nothing like I was at that age.
And this is good or bad?
Oh, that's good.
That's good?
Very
awesome.
Good, yes.
Is this your only child?
Yes.
Awesome.
So what have you been chit-chatting with Daisy about there over
Nothing,
there, John?
Man, I can't tell you.
Neglecting
I
your producer
I'm sorry,
duties.
The FBI is coming after me. That's all I can say. No,
she's the FBI interrogate John.
Asking me when we're going to post it, and I said tomorrow, and I gave her the info.
Going back to
our show.
One person at a time.
She said, how is it working, you know, our conversation with Skype?
Right.
And she said, I'm so happy me and my friend were talking about it, and he thought that the audio would be crappy. Is it? I said, no. So she did an emoticon of a happy face, and I did one of somebody clapping, and she sent one, I like this one, which is a beer, and then I sent one of them arm flexing, and she laughed, hee-hee. And then I sent one of a guy dancing, and she says, he looks fucking, like, constipated or something. And she laughs. And then I sent one of like, a emoticon putting lipstick on. And she...
I think you should stop now before this is brought up in divorce court, okay?
And then he sent the emoticon with the lipstick, which I don't understand.
Now, here's the next step, guys. We got to do a video Skype.
Yeah.
Conference.
Yeah.
Skype 2.0 has built-in video. Now, I don't know how to record it, though. I don't even have a chat cam. I don't even have a webcam. But I will go get one. Because
we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
John's a techno geek.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I got the stuff. I got it. I don't know how we could do Scott. I mean, I know how we could do him, but...
well, we just patch his feed in as a conference call, but don't plug in the headphones.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So we'll be watching him in Skype, but recording him on the mic.
Well, yes. I could run a couple cameras.
Yeah. Couple shots.
Or we could give him another laptop, and he can run his own Skype connection. We could conference him in. So I'm running out of juice, so I'm going to have to either plug in or let you guys go. And if I plug in, this is what you're going to hear. The whole time.
That's the whole time?
The nastiest sound on earth.
Oh, there's a great post on the forum. 5 things you never wished you'd heard. And I didn't print it out, but we'll probably get to that next episode. Because I have 5 things I'm going to add. 5 things I wished I'd never heard.
Like me in episode 40?
40 part 3. Talking about your package?
Oh, yes.
I already
that was hot.
To that.
And you commented you were digging it, right?
Me? Oh, yeah. Yes. It was all good.
All right. Okay, I hope this is going to end up into four score two. I hope. What did I just say? The bottle's done.
You said you hope.
Scott, edit that out in post, would you?
Sure, no problem.
All right, then.
Yeah, right.
Your Honor, I'd like to submit episode 42, part 2,
into evidence
in these proceedings. Hey, did you hear that Nick Lachey? Lachey? How do you even say that guy's name?
Hey, man, I got to let these guys go.
Hold on, man. One last story.
Oh, Jesus.
Nick Lachey is going after Jessica Simpson for alimony.
Talk forever, won't you?
Isn't that great? That's great. Yeah. I love that.
Palimony.
Palimony. No, it's alimony.
Oh.
Because they were married. Give me some
alimony,
cash.
Because he was her bitch.
Right.
Right, man. I'd do the same.
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely.
Did you hear his rap song?
Who? Lachey's? Or Federline's?
Yeah.
Is
oh, no, Lachey? I'm sorry. They have to say, they're different people. Never mind.
They are different people.
I was thinking of Federline. It's the same
dude,
isn't it?
Yeah, his rap sucks.
I haven't heard it.
Anything he does sucks. Breathing. Well, that sucks when he breathes in.
Sounded like you made it in GarageBand.
Yeah, right.
I was like, oh, God, dude.
This is my favorite part right here. And he tries to talk like a wigger, too. I don't understand that whole bit. What's up with that?
That's Louisiana, man.
What's up
He's
with
just
that?
A redneck.
So, hey, I heard Brittany was at Mardi Gras.
Sup with date?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, she claims to be from New Orleans. She is not from New Orleans.
She is from Louisiana, though.
She is from Kenner, which is outside of New Orleans. That'd be like saying you're from, oh, I don't know, Steger, Illinois, but you're from Chicago.
Right.
Did you notice you're I got an
no,
accent?
No, you're not.
You
What's
notice,
that?
You notice my accent? I get like
no.
that overbite air.
Overbite air.
Overbite air.
Like a...
what a hat dag.
Chicago
hat
accent.
Dag. Yeah.
Like
oh,
that.
Chicago over
hey, fuck
there.
That.
Hey, fuck that shit. Freaking coppers.
All of yous can all fuck yourself.
Over by there.
Over by there.
All of yous motherfuckers.
I did every accent in the country, man. I went from New York down to Florida. I hit them all.
Ah, New York.
It was insane, yeah.
Hey, what kind of backstage action you get when you're on tour?
Actually, I mean, I don't really take advantage of it. But from the offers, a fair amount.
He's
I mean,
married,
as much as a band,
dude.
I would say.
Hey, man, can I ask Professor Tom a question without you?
I don't know. Give it a try.
Talking over him when he's trying to
give
answer.
Give it a try, asshole.
I couldn't hear his goddamn answer.
Give it a try, asshole.
What he was saying, you fuckface, is that the opportunity is there, but he's in a relationship, so he has to pass it by.
I'm gonna
now
go
the guys
broke
that
here.
You travel with, are they single? Are
yep.
they married? They're single?
Last year, the year before last, I traveled with a single guy, and he did pretty well.
Which
this
Scott
year,
wants to
the
know
guy
about.
I'm traveling with, his girlfriend, just broke up with him because of this tour, so I'm ending relationships technically. Like last night. So he's at the bar right now. We'll see how that goes.
All right, remember that because we want to hear that story next time we talk.
Well, you got a portable to interview him while or interview him and a chick doing a thing?
Not yet. I'm still setting up. I'm still buying equipment for that guy. Yeah, but I'm going to, like, next year, I'll be able to do on-the-fly interviews and stuff because I'd like to do some audio journalism. That's kind of where my heart is in AM radio and NPR.
Yeah.
So I'm setting up a thing right now, and it's tough, but I'd like there's a dungeon in Chicago of dominatrices, like six women, right? And I want to go there and interview them about what they do, how they do it, how the business works, but a real NPR-style edited audio journalism thing.
Nice. Yeah, Erica knows where that place is.
Hey, well, if we can help you out
I'm
in
sorry,
any way, let us know.
Are you listening to the show?
Who, me?
Erica.
Yeah.
Erica.
No,
what?
She's not.
She knows where that place is.
I said what place?
Yeah, she's not.
I was
not
talking
listening.
About a house of domination in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, I know where that place is.
Yeah. Hey, you know, single moms, you got to do what you got to do, right?
Exactly.
Erica's house of domination.
Hey, what Professor Tom, you listen to NPR?
All the time. Matter of fact, I was just listening to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. They're podcasting that now. It's my favorite NPR thing.
What is
Wait,
up
Wait,
with
me.
That news chick, Michelle? What is her name? I'm Michelle.
We're a worldwide podcast,
it's
Scott.
It's Michelle. Hello. It's not Michelle.
Scott, we're a worldwide
podcast.
Hey,
I'm talking to Professor Tom, man.
Okay, why don't you Skype
What's
him
her
later?
Last name?
Homo.
What's her last name? Michelle.
I can't remember. I know who you're talking about.
Though. Every time she... And I'm Michelle.
Well, we'll never make it on their show.
No, it's look, she's got me saying it. It's Michelle, God damn it. It's not Michelle.
It's her fucking name.
Plus, you don't know the
Okay, refer to me now
as
Scat. From now on, refer to me as Scat.
No, how about Scat?
Scat.
More like shit.
I'm Scat.
I will. That's what you prefer.
Or Michelle.
Michelle. Yeah. Actually, she spells it Michelle on the website.
So it's M-E-S-H-E-L-L?
No, it's M-E-dash.
Shell?
S-H-E-L-L.
Really?
No, I don't know.
Oh, I was about to say, where's she from? That was that like Vietnamese version or something.
Oh, my name is Michelle. How are you?
Michelle.
Me love you long time. A wrong time.
All right, we got to roll, man. We got to say goodbye to these cats and roll to the third part.
The heavy metal episode.
We're at 36. we're at 36.
Yeah, the nice thing about the conference call is I got the duration done on the bottom so I can keep track of the time.
Oh, we got 4 minutes left. We're at 36.
No, we used up a bunch of that time in the first part.
Oh, I see.
Who's fucking managing this thing? You want me to be producer or not? You want to produce
a
show?
No. Hey, let's add another goddamn title to your title then.
Why don't you come
producer, engineer, now it's manager.
Why don't you come in here
and co-host?
You come in here.
You fight like a bunch of bitches.
Oh!
Can you define bitch?
All right, coming up in part three, we have science news. We have a goat's ass story to end all goat's ass stories. We have teens at risk on MySpace, experts say. We have a Vietnamese man who handles 3 decades without sleep. And then we got some W.
Excellent.
And the news, of course. And Phil should show up.
Unfortunately, Professor Tom and Erica are going to have to wait for the post to listen to part three.
Oh.
Sorry. Otherwise, you'll have to listen to... And I don't know if you...
That was really nice, John.
Well,
thanks.
I got to get a new part. As soon as I get that part, next week we'll have it.
Thanks for letting me know what it was going to sound like.
It's going to sound like this.
You are a bitch.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next week we'll have it the right equipment and you could stay on the whole time if you want. As a matter of fact, I'll have it worked out so you can hear all the noises and all that stuff and all the sound effects and whatever. All right?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
You're all sweet. Right.
Yes, I know. On your next little icon that you put up, the avatar.
Yeah, but then everybody else can see it, too.
So what? It's just
so
nip.
I don't see your body parts up there.
Well, all right.
Can I formally put in a request to not see your body parts up there? There, John.
Yeah,
no, John, you should do it. You should take a picture of your hairy nipple.
All right. All right, I'll do that.
Total talk nonsense.
This is my total talk nonsense hairy nipple. Actually, maybe I'll do that for the banner ad. What do you think, Scott? Scott?
Yeah?
Are you there?
What? Yeah, of course.
You want to join in on the show a little bit?
Sure.
Take this, Scott. All right.
So John and Scott's nipples.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. No. No.
No?
No. I will not photograph my nipples or allow you to photograph my nipples.
What about my own?
Yes, that's fine.
Oh, come on. You got great nipples.
Oh, I heard on MySpace.
You got swimmer nipples.
I do have the eraser nipples.
You have very nice swimmer nipples.
When you turn me on.
Swimmer nipples.
MySpace, there's a tradition that the photographs you have to include are you photographing yourself in a mirror. So we have to do that.
Right.
And post those.
All right, we could do that right now.
Okay, you know she was joking, right? Just Ooh. To get Arrow Wolf to do it?
Ooh. Huh?
What?
Lori?
No, that's really true. Because Zach's photograph is like that. Zach Cook, I think.
Well, if you look at the guy who started MySpace, Tom, his avatar, it's him in a mirror making, because he's making the joke.
Oh, okay.
It's like the stereotypical MySpace photo. It's become like a almost a hack. I mean, it's funny, but it's like it's a joke. Like everybody's like, oh, here's the, like girls shoot their cleavage and put the obligatory MySpace cleavage photo.
Right.
Yeah. That kind of thing.
I need
God, I know way too much about this friggin'.
See, there's what we need. Also need is a John Cleavage shot for MySpace.
Ass cleavage.
Ass
that
cleavage.
Would be yeah. That would be awesome.
No
yeah.
doubt.
Yeah.
I'll do that. Not the nipples, but I'll do the ass cleavage.
You do the ass cleavage?
Yeah.
All right. Right.
Let me know when you're going to shoot so I can
right.
shave first.
All right.
Ew.
Nothing worse than a 5 o'clock shadow.
You going to shave me?
I could.
It could be yours two asses and then my nipples. No, never mind.
All right.
We can superimpose your nipples over our cheeks?
Yeah.
Is what you're saying?
Yeah, we'll put your nipples on our cheeks.
There you go.
All right, then.
That would be interesting.
All right, well, thanks for talking to us on our first Skype episode, yeah.
And Daisy, pretty get awesome. Your mic working, because you're going to be on our dating game. We're going to call it the Jailbait Dating Game.
Oh,
we're going nice. To have three right. 40-year-old bachelors.
Well, thanks for listening
it'll,
to us for the
start
time
with
that
a
you
night
did.
Out at the movies and end at a federal prison. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Joliet Jake.
Da 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 da.
We'll be back in 2 and 2.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to us.
Hey,
we're gonna
you guys take care. That was fun.
Get the hell out of here.
Later.
All right.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Scott.
All right, Johnners.
We got to run and
no
take it to part 3.
Part 3.
All right. Later. I'll see you at part 3, all right?
All right.
All right.
That was part 2. Now stay tuned for... Part 3.
Just one last quick way.
Total Talk Nonsense with Sean and Scott.